Secretary of State Colin Powell arrives in the Middle East today on a mission to salvage the Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire. Since it was negotiated 2 weeks ago, the agreement has been undermined by sporadic violence that has killed at least 14 people, Israelis and Palestinians. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon made his second visit to the Bush White House yesterday to discuss the situation with the president. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
President Bush and Prime Minister Sharon talked briefly with reporters before their meeting, and the president repeatedly called on both sides to break the cycle of violence. He expressed appreciation for what he called Sharon's patience in the midst of ongoing casualties.
We recognize the pressure that the prime minister is under, and we condemn terror. We condemn violence. We condemn death. We also believe progress is being made. If you look at yes, there's violence, and yes, there's terror, but it's being isolated. It's beginning to contain. Can the parties do more? Absolutely.
But Prime Minister Sharon was grim as he talked of death and injury statistics.
One must understand that if last week we had 5 dead, it's like United States, Mr. President, having 250 killed or maybe even 300 people killed by terror. And that's a thing that one should not compromise with terror.
The Israeli Prime Minister repeated what he has said before.
The Israeli position is that we can negotiate only, and we would like to negotiate, only when it will be a full cessation of hostilities, terror, violence, and incitement. Otherwise, I don't think we'll be able to reach peace, which we really, all of us, committed to.
A senior administration official said that the two leaders later met for more than an hour and agreed that the level of violence must be reduced before moving forward with the Mitchell Report, the recommendations of an international panel for stopping the bloodshed and preparing the way for negotiations. The report calls for a cessation of violence, to be followed by a cooling-off period and then confidence-building measures, including a total freeze on all Israeli settlement activity. The Bush administration has suggested that the process could begin based on a 100% effort by the Palestinians to stop violence and terror. But Sharon is demanding more than effort. He has made it clear Israel will not even start the clock on a cooling-off period unless there is complete calm for 10 days. Nonetheless, President Bush says he's optimistic enough to send Secretary of State Powell to the region. Ambassador Edward Walker, until recently, was Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs. He says Powell needs to do something to solidify the ceasefire and to give a chance to the Mitchell Report.
I think that it is time for the Secretary to go out there to talk Turkey to both sides, make darn sure they both understand what our position is and that we understand what their positions are. And then if that's a satisfactory visit, I think that it's time for Arafat to come here and talk to the President.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat thus far has not been invited to the Bush White House. He is perceived in Washington as being more responsible than the Israelis for the level of violence. But Powell will meet with Arafat, and the Palestinians have drafted a document in preparation. Palestinian representatives say they will tell Powell that Israeli settlement expansion in the occupied territories is just another form of violence, and it begets violence in return. The Palestinians are calling for an immediate halt to settlement expansion, even if all other violence has not stopped. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.